Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this conference for the results of the Trevi Group. We'll go through the usual presentation. I hope everybody received it. We have the very first pages just for people not familiar with the business of the group, trying to summarize what actually we do worldwide. We start on page number three with the four divisions, Trevi Soilmec for the foundation sector, and Brimet and Petrovent, and the related revenues. Trevi with 612 million and Soilmec with 238 million. The combined of the foundation division with almost 850 million euros. Brimet and Petrovent with 158 million and 160 million. Just remember a few years ago, we used to have a more even distribution of revenue, around 50/50. Today, this is the situation due to especially the market condition in the oil and gas business. Going on next pages, again, for people not familiar, Trevi and Soilmec, what we do, we are a specialty foundation contractors. A niche inside the construction industry, high technologies applied into technical works, marine or deep foundation or tunneling or environmental projects. Soilmec is the manufacturing company inside the Trevi Group, engineering and manufacturing of equipment for these specific fields of activities. In the drilling business, in the oil and gas, Brimet and Petrovent. Brimet, the full range of drilling rigs, so engineering and manufacturing of rigs and components and services for the oil and gas industry. Petrovent, it's a drilling service company actually operating Brimet rigs in Latin America with a presence in Argentina, main country of operation in Chile, Colombia, Peru, and Venezuela. Distribution of our activities, no major changes compared to last year. For Trevi on page eight, actually one thing worth to mention, it's only the low activity in the domestic market in Italy. Trevi is more actually an international activity. It's more involved in international activity since long time. For the oil and gas sector, again, our distribution of activity with our manufacturing plant in Houston and in Italy and in Belarus. Basically, Brimet and Petrovent are servicing all drilling area and oil and gas industry in the world. Going on page 10, 11, start to look at another look of our business. We start by saying that we have a disappointment here in numbers, and this is, we will see more in details related to the oil and gas business compared to the previous years. Going into details, it's worth to mention here that in Trevi Finanziaria, the holding company, we have increased number of activities at corporate level and the number of experienced managers in a corporate level. This team with Marco Andreasi. Roberto Carassai that is joining Trevi today as a CFO. The number of managers assisting the business of the divisions to improve the corporate control and being able then to face new challenges, challenging works ahead of us. Going into Trevi activities, slight increase in revenue for this 2016 with the new historical record for the division at 612 million, as I was mentioning before, and also better margin compared to previous year. We had the stronger order intake in 2016 with 630 million euros, and the reason for Trevi division, our backlog today is a very good level, represents 66% of the total backlog. The company is continuing its business, as we said before, in worldwide activity, One thing worth to mention again is the international footprint that basically opened a continuous new opportunity of business for the division. We have very good cash generation in the divisions of trading and also in Solmi combined, with a positive trend in the international infrastructure market, in particular in the infrastructure sector, in the Middle East, in North Africa, and in the USA. Strong activity again in dams repairs work in the Middle East. You know, this is one of our specialties in the Middle East and in the USA. We have also set up a new organization to open a new business area with new qualified managers coming into the group. And we also were able to be awarded the first project in Australia as a sign of opening a new opportunity business for the division. So very busy year for trading with a good result. Talking about Solmec has market share and raises the profitability, especially this is due to top range model. Solmec was able to confirm its position and confirm positive trend for profit with less turnover, and the new model launch is confirming the brand quality worldwide. Company continues to work on the overhead saving and started already last year, and let's say that this year achieved a better efficiency overall in the organization and also in the manufacturing process. Net financial position, as expected, was in line with the previous year. So combined, this training saw make a very strong contribution to cash generation for the group. Going into the group division overlook for the oil and gas, the difficult part of the business for the group. Business, as we said many times, strongly impacted by market condition. Market, let's say, very bad condition with affected investment in CapEx and with a bad result, let's say, with most of the players working in these sectors. Despite the volatility and the big uncertainty in the oil and gas business, in the last quarter of 2016, we were able to work on some inquiries received in the new quotation released with positive results in the first month of 2017. On year-on-year basis, decrease in revenue has had a very big negative impact on the revenue and the financial statement of the whole division. And this is despite the measures taken from the beginning of the year to work on the overhead cost and decrease the overhead about 48% compared to the previous year at the division level. So the image is very continuing in cost-saving policy with also a very deep reorganization on the operation side. And this is including a new qualified experienced general manager working our head plant in the center. We set up also an organization for service activity, a new important sector for treatment. It's been totally reorganized in the year and is now able to work worldwide providing services. This can be considered a very positive side. This new organization is able to provide also refurbishing and other types of services to existing rigs. And as I mentioned before, this was one of the tasks we had since last year. One important project has been awarded in Latin America, as was mentioned also in press release. The project has a very slow start, it's slightly delayed maybe to client decision, but we expect this to be in full operation in a short period. Something worth to mention again is the stock increase again to no sales in the year. This stock increase has negatively impacted the net financial position also. The company, the division, the Bimek division, is focused today to clear this rigs on stock with the focus managers and ongoing negotiation. Talking about Petrobras again as an overlook, the fourth quarter was a better quarter compared to our expectation. a recovery in revenue compared also to the previous one. Marginality challenged by more uncertain environment. This is what happened in 2016 with the reduction in the utilization rate and also the day rate. Many shipping contracts, renewal to secure continuous operations are ongoing, as well as the reorganization planning and the cost cutting, which was again a feature of 2016 work for Petrobras. Was a small increase in cash generation through better management of working capital. We noticed some recent sign of recovery in the demand of wheat services in Latin America and overall speaking also in some other area where we operate as a dreamer. I would like to ask Daniele to continue with the next pages. Here is just a summary of the financial highlights. With revenue of 1,081,000,000, EBITDA of 66 million euros, EBIT minus 38 million, earnings before tax of minus 78. Backlog for the year at the end of the year 956 million, and the net financial position of 441 million. Now Daniele can go on with the more details.
Thank you, Stefano. If we compare 2016 numbers with those of 2015, we can see, first of all, that revenues decreased from 1,342,000,000 to 1,080,000,000. This is due mainly to the oil and sector activity decline, while the foundation sector activity remained almost stable. EBITDA was 75 million, which represents 7% of total consolidated revenue, while in 2015 it was only 8.9 million due to the exceptional events in the Gulf of Mexico, you already know very well. The company posted in 2016 53 million write-offs, of which 27 million euro are versus receivables, and 13 million euros are versus jobs risks. 12 million are devaluation of assets. In particular, we registered, as a consequence of impairment test, a devaluation of 15 million in DrillMec assets, which was divided between 10.4 million for intangibles and the remaining portion for credit. We believe that 22 million euro of those write-offs are to be considered not recurring. Financial costs amounted to 27 million euro against 29.6 million in 2015. Taxes amounted to 6 million. Net results is minus 86.4 million. Net capital invested was reduced to 924 million from almost a billion in 2015. The equity declined to 482 million from 580, due mainly to the loss and due to foreign exchange reasons. With respect to net financial position, we have to say that it increased 5% with respect to the figure as at December 31st, 2015. That is, total indebtedness increased to 444 million from 420 million. As Stefano Trevisani already mentioned, the backlog increased slightly to 956 million from 949. Let us go to the financial ratios. First of all, we have to highlight that the net financial position / EBITDA was 505.8 times, while net financial position / equity was 0.91 times. So, Trevi Group, at the end of 2016, did not respect a financial covenant in a number of medium-long-term contracts, loan contracts. As of today, we have received waiver letters from all financial institutions and bondholders' meeting. With respect to revenue before and after consolidation, we, in page 15, we can see that oil and gas sector declined as a whole 50%. Revenue decline was most marked in the Drillmec division. It reached more than 60%. Revenue declined to 158 million from 403. The decline was marked in the second half of the year. While Petroven revenue declined 20%, down to 116 million from 146. With respect to foundation sector, we have already mentioned that revenue remained almost stable. It increased to 830 million from 826. In details, it increased 3.5% in special foundation services, that is the Trevi division, up to 612 million from 591, while it declined 5% in Solmec, that is Machine and Special Foundation Division, down to 238 from 252. With respect to revenues during the course of the year, we have to note that while the first semester was executed almost in excellent terms, Trevi Group suffered this decline in revenue, mainly in the second half and mainly in Drillmec division. There was a lack of contract acquisition in the second half of the year, while only in starting from mid-November, the division received new contracts for a total amount of 160 million, as already announced in a press release. New orders have been received in the first quarter of the year. So, we can conclude that the foundation sector in 2016 represented 76% of total consolidated revenues, while the oil and gas sector represented 24% only. If you remember, only 3-4 years ago, oil and gas sector represented more than 50% of total consolidated revenue. With respect to financial ratios, we have to note that EBITDA represents at the consolidated level 7% of total consolidated revenues, while EBIT margin is minus 3.5%. But it's better to go to the segmentation in order to better understand the meaning of these ratios. With respect to the breakdown per geographical area of consolidated revenue, we note that Middle East and Asia account for €327 million, Africa for €180 million, and Latin America for €216 million, while US and Canada represent €115 million. The backlog is €956 million, and it is divided in two portions. The main one of €665 million is due to foundation sector, while the oil and gas sector has €291 million hard backlog at the end of the year, almost the same level as the 12 months before. All the divisions, 3D is the richest in orders at the end of the year, 66%. With respect to net financial position, we have to say that despite of the 5% increase in net financial position, 3D Group was able to generate in the year a €22.7 million free cash flow. We can say that 23% of our debt is represented by long-term debts, while 77% is represented by short-term debt. This reduction in the long-term debt portion, to which we were accustomed the previous years, is due to the fact that all the waivers were received before the board of directors approval of consolidated financial statements. So according to international financial principles, we had to register medium long-term loans for which waivers were not received before 2016 year end as short-term loan. After receiving the waiver letters, we can confirm that those loans for more than €200 million plus €50 million €50 million bond have to be considered as committed medium long-term loan still. Going to the segmentation, we can see that consolidated revenues in the foundation sector increased almost €3 million to 829 from 826, while the EBITDA increased almost €10 million to 96.3 from 86.3, and as a margin, EBITDA increased up to 11.6% of segment revenues from 10.4% last year. EBIT increased €4 million to €41 million from 36.9, and as a percentage increased to 4.9% from 4.5%. If we go to the balance sheet, we can see that there is a reduction in in net invested capital of around 115 million euro. This reduction is due mainly to the reduction in financial debt, almost 90 million euros. Financial indebtedness decreased in foundation sector to 117 million from 206. Stefano Trevisani, just a few minutes ago, spoke of a strong generation of cash in the foundation sector. And this is the measure of this achievement. In the oil and gas sector, as we have already noted, we experienced a negative a decrease of 274 million in revenues, while EBITDA was 23 million minus, and EBIT was almost 80 million minus. We have already said that on EBIT margin, there are write-offs that account for 36 million, of which we consider that 15 million are not recurring. With respect to cost of labor of 73 million, we consider that 4 million are not recurring costs due to restructuring operations. Net financial position in the oil and gas sector increased 73 million to 331 from 258. This is due mainly to the mechanics of the business. The reduction in revenues had as one of their major effects the reduction in commercial debt toward suppliers. The reduction is down to 93 million from 212. So the oil and gas sector was less able to finance its working capital through suppliers. You can see that page 22 and 23, the geographical distribution of our activities per segment, and I can stress, as already Stefano Trevisani did, that the domestic market and the European markets have a minor role, while the two segments have an international position, especially in the Middle East, Africa, and USA. Stefano, you can...
Thank you, Daniele. We keep moving on the presentation. We're going to pictures showing some of our job sites and activity worldwide. We start with most of them, this high visibility project that we've been involved for the last 12 months in continuous operation, unique project for the location, but also for the type of work. This big effort really is doing to increase the dam safety. We have a good progress in the work and in advance with the progress of the work, actually, of the schedule. A big community with about 1,000 people living in the camp in the dam. Going again on the next pages, some example of our credit projects. This time in Turkey, we are very involved in the construction of a very important new terminal, cruising terminal on the Bosphorus. One Dalton is the tallest building in Boston. So Boston is headquarter for trade activity in the United States, very active and dynamic city with more opportunity awards for the companies already involved with. Going into Middle East, some example here in Dubai. This is a very important development in Dubai, in the financial district, one of the most important projects in Dubai. And again, clearly it's a player with his long history in this region and in this city. Metro in Algeria, work are progressing well. Very important infrastructure project for Algeria. We will have operation ongoing for the whole 2017 and parts of 2018. And some example of the new generation of blue lines, called blue line model for Solvet. This line together with the new hydromill in the next project shown again in Istanbul, in Turkey, are the new German, new product Solnit is relying on for its future activities. There are a lot of inquiry for this type of hydromill, and so the market looks promising for this sector. Going in the oil and gas business, again, we mentioned here this DreamHack Offshore Week. It's already a couple of years old, the project, but it's worth to mention again that this type of rigs are within the capacity of DreamHack, and this was a successful project completed in the oil and gas business, and these are shallow water projects with again opportunity for these coming years. And again, this mobile rigs are working in Kenya. On Petrovene, again, we represent here this very special project. Every time we put this picture, because we like to mention that Petrovene is able to drill wells at 4,600 meters above sea level with the unique technologies developed inside the company. We go to the conclusion of this conference call. We have mentioned before that this year we had very disappointed year in terms of numbers. Actually good results in the first half 2016 and a very fast deterioration of the market affecting the overall year results in the second half of 2016, mainly due, as we said, to the oil and gas market condition. Very difficult year, 2015 and 2016. We now look ahead with energy and enthusiasm to improve the overall situation, the group situation, and the case of group in business opportunity worldwide. Also with the new setup and the reorganization we have to better control the works risk and the overall progress of our activities. Finally, I'd like to mention, I'd like to thank Daniele Forti, has been with the group for more than 40 years. Today is his last conference call. I want to thank Daniele for the activity, for the support, for the professionalism, for the determination in working with the group and keeping aside the group during the all these years as a very experienced person in the international business. So again, I wish Daniele good luck and our best wishes for these coming years outside the group, I have to say. We welcome Roberto Carasai, the new CFO, and he has a lot of work to do. Clearly is a very active company, very active group of companies, so we also wish them good work and good luck for the future. Thank you. If there are no other things to add from Daniele, I close this conference call and we'll talk again shortly for the first quarter results.
Thank you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.